from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, May 31st. Coming up, the American Rescue Plan, which was signed into law last year, included $4 billion worth of debt relief for farmers of color. 1 year later, those farmers are still waiting. We'll learn more from Dana Cronin in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker will sign into law today a measure funneling $700 million annually into Medicaid-funded nursing homes to improve quality of care. About half that money will be used as incentive payments to hire more staff and create a higher pay scale for certified nursing assistants. The rest will go toward raising the amount the state reimburses the homes. Teresa Eagleson is the director of the Department of Health Care and Family Services.
In a perfect world, it would have been better to anticipate some of this and fix it before the pandemic. But as we dove in, we saw some of it happening, and then the pandemic only made it worse.
Eagleson says understaffing and overcrowding have been problems for a long time. She says the funds will come from a combination of federal matching dollars, general revenue funds, and tax levies on nursing homes. The Champaign Public Library's new director starts this week, replacing current director Donna Pittman. Illinois Newsroom's Sydney Wood has more.
Brittany Millington will start her new position as library director on June 1st. She currently serves as the deputy director, a position she's held since 2017. Millington says she admires Donna Pittman, the retiring director who mentored her. She says she also looks forward to continuing working with the library's dedicated staff.
When you have really dedicated staff who look forward every day to serving their community, it's marvelous to be able to work with groups of people who are like that because it makes every day exciting and fun.
Katie Blakeman is the president of the library's Board of Trustees. She says the library will soon begin looking for a deputy director to replace Millington. I'm Sydney Wood, Illinois Newsroom.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported Friday that 15 Illinois counties are experiencing high rates of COVID-19 transmission. That includes much of the area around both Chicago and Peoria. Despite high case levels, the statewide mask mandate has not gone back into effect, and many people have stopped wearing masks at indoor public places. Speaking on the 21st show, Northwestern University professor Lori Ann Post says that puts people with compromised immune systems at high risk.
Unfortunately, if you wear a mask, it only prevents you from catching about 5% of the cases, the benefit of masking is that it prevents other people from spreading the disease to you. So this marginalizes and isolates a significant portion of our population.
Post says public health messaging about COVID has been inconsistent, leading people to think that the pandemic is over. She says continued high case levels show that it's not. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and Army Corps of Engineers are listening to feedback on how they implement clean water rules. As Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports, there are differing opinions that may not change much.
The EPA and the Corps are holding 10 virtual roundtable sessions to get feedback on the way the Waters of the U.S. rules are implemented. The EPA proposed changing the definition of what waters would be covered, adding many that were removed during the Trump administration. Navis Bermudez, Deputy Assistant Administrator with EPA, says the roundtables will not address that change as the comment period ended in February.
We look forward to hearing your feedback and experiences with how we have implemented that term so that we can do a better job of making sure we all have access to clean water going forward.
The EPA could adopt the new definition and establish implementation guidelines by the end of the year. I'm Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.
Still to come, we'll learn how the fight over debt relief for black farmers is affecting one Midwestern farmer. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin is coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's been more than a year now since the U.S. Department of Agriculture promised to erase $4 billion worth of debt for, quote, socially disadvantaged farmers. That means farmers of color who have been historically discriminated against by the agency. but because of ongoing lawsuits, some brought by white farmers, that relief has yet to arrive. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports on how the endless waiting is weighing on one Midwestern farmer.
Barbara Norman farms on land her grandfather bought in 1945 in Covert, Michigan, after his family migrated north from Mississippi, where they were sharecroppers. Today, it's known as Barbara's Blueberry Batch.
These are blue crops. They are traditional. Everybody loves blue crops. They're sweet. They're not as large as those.
In March of 2021, Barbara got a letter from the U.S. Department of Agriculture that lifted a huge weight off her shoulders.
United States Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency said is going to pay off $385,657.56. This has been promised over a year ago.
And that's only one of the promised payoffs. In total, the FSA promised to relieve Barbara of about $500,000 of debt she owes them. She's taken out loans from the FSA to buy things like equipment for her farm. But the relief hasn't come. She's one of thousands of farmers across the country who's waiting on the debt forgiveness after it was signed into law last year under the American Rescue Plan Act. Since then, the funding has fallen into legal limbo after facing multiple lawsuits from banks and from white farmers alleging discrimination. When the letter arrived at Barbara's house last year, she says she felt an overwhelming sense of relief. But now she worries it will never come.
And it's got you in a limbo. Because, see, then you missed a year or 2 years because you're waiting for this to get paid off. But you realize if they never pay, you've got to farm. You've got to do whatever you've got to do.
This isn't the first time Barbara's waited on federal relief money. In a famous case from 1999, known as Pigford versus Glickman, black farmers sued the USDA for racial discrimination. The resulting pair of settlements allocated about $2 billion for black farmers. Barbara filed a claim, but was denied. She was told she was not discriminated against and therefore wasn't eligible for a payout. She wonders if history will repeat itself.
If this American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 is not adhered to, not taken care of, it says volumes of distrust, volumes of things, of hurt, of pain to the farmers of color in America.
And it could have real consequences for her farm, because before she got the letter from the FSA relieving her of debt, they were threatening to accelerate her loans or face foreclosure.
Are you scared of losing your farm?
I don't want to, and I pray every day. And no, because I'm going to keep fighting.
Over the past century, black farmers have lost more than $300 billion worth of farmland, according to one study, due to the USDA's discriminatory lending practices. Barbara's determined not to let that happen to her farm. But she says she won't pass it down to the next generation unless it's debt-free. So without this federal relief, Barbara's blueberry batch could be lost in yet another preventable closure of a black-owned farm. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly sunny, breezy, and hot today with a high of 90 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Sydney Wood, Jonathan All, and Dana Cronin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moleen. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.